Well, Sony Pictures was hacked by the North Koreans. Did you see that? Yeah. Because they kept all their passwords in a folder marked passwords. Instead of the recommended secured code, assword play. Anyway, so what do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI. That's Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we catch up with iconic comedian Harry Shearer, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the leading advocate of the right not to work, it's Michael Feldman.
Pig Latin. Pig Latin. It's actually a password in Pig Latin, in case you didn't catch that. Okay, pretty good. You? Yeah, looking good. Thanks for coming. And let's see, in the news here, North Koreans deny hacking Sony Pictures. But curiously, Kim Jong-un now stars in Annie as Daddy Warbucks. Kind of spliced him right in there. And he's good. That's what's very surprising. 100 brains missing from the University of Texas. That's a conservative estimate. And so far, no missing brain reports. They were collected because brains are a novelty in Texas. Just kidding. I love Texas. But you got to do something with this. Come on. 17 states sue President Obama. That would be a confederacy, I believe. It does mark the first time Wisconsin has joined the confederacy. So that's pretty momentous. Well, he shouldn't have said, so sue me, you know. I was asking for him. Any litigants not suing the president are asked to clear the docket and settle out of court because they really need the courtroom for this. The Duggar family. Reproduction nearly reaches critical mass. The Duggar, you know, the Duggar family. They're exponentially reproducing now. So they almost have reached critical mass, and geneticists fear a Duggar DNA Big Bang explosion may occur. So, just saying, between you and me. Okay. They confirmed that was Richard III in the English car park because he was buried under a two-door. What? How often does that come along? Cyber Monday was good, but Hacker Tuesday was through the roof this year. And a reminder, only 351 more shopping days till Black Friday. So far, Ray Rice has only been offered an elevator job at the Baltimore Hilton. That's counterintuitive. Excuse me. NASA's Orion Nowhere Near Mars mission goes nowhere near Mars. I thought it was the Onion Mars craft, because that's what it sounded like. You know. Send up a Mars craft, goes a few feet in the air, and comes down again. So. Okay, never mind. President Obama's interest in police body cams a little icky. Just wants to see those clips of Dunkin' Donuts waitresses, I guess, apparently. Had Ashton Carter not accepted the Defense Department nomination, the only remaining candidate was Cap'n Crunch. So we were close to having Cap'n Crunch at the Pentagon. France recognizes a Palestinian state but still holds back on England. LeBron may be too cavalier for Cleveland. I guess that's an opinion piece. An engraved fossil, half-million-year-old mollusk, makes clam engraving the world's oldest profession, if you think about it. North Koreans ordered to remove Jong-un from their names, and all Kims will be shot on site. So they're cleaning up a little hole. Any name confusion there in North Korea. Plus, anyone over 5'3" will be lowered a foot. Johnny Manziel taking night classes in accountancy. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Johnny Footloose, as he's now known. The Alabama anti-discrimination bill is called the Tim Cook, you got a problem with that bill. I'm just going through these. It's no offense to you. This just in, the 100 brains stolen in Texas have been found at Everything a Brain store. The House's very first piece of legislation ends benefits for Nazis. So, sir, you're not going to be getting your benefits. No, just kidding. Actually, a lot of them have been grand Nazied in, you know, as far as insurance goes. It's redundant anyway, since Nazis are covered under homeowners. Look in there, if you have Nazi coverage. Very few claims filed by Nazis, actually, because they are nothing if not good Germans, so they're not going to be filing claims. So that's neither here nor there, apparently. That's all the Nazi news from the House of Representatives. The Mediterranean diet could be the key to longer life if you go easy on the Albania. Turns out ceasefire means something totally different in Russian. What do I do without you, John? I would just be here. I would just be here. Yeah, I know. And here in Wisconsin, despite believing in the right to work, Governor Scott Walker will not get a job, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the news. That is it. Thank you so much. And good night or good evening or good afternoon, depending on where you are. And all the ships at sea. Okay. Speaking of being at sea. And Harry Shearer is going to be coming up here. Do we have Harry yet? I don't actually see Harry Shearer on my... What are you doing there, Lyle Anderson? Are you calling randomly? This is the wrong part of the show to be calling randomly. We need Harry Shearer. It's got to be specific. You got him? Is he there? Okay. Well, just come on. Liven up yourself. Harry Shearer is joining us from New York City. He's got a brilliant new thing that he's doing now. It's called Nixon is the One, but actually Harry Shearer is the One, and he's with us right now. Harry, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm taking it easy on the Albanians, otherwise I'm fine.
Yeah, you got to go light on that.
Yeah.
I think the Albanians are actually the same thing as Greeks, though, aren't they, really?
Well, I think they're... You could fight a war over that, but why bother?
why start another war over it?
Yeah.
You know, it's a ridiculous thing.
We got plenty.
We got plenty. Plenty of things going on right now. And by the way, are you doing your holiday tour now with the sing-alongs? And
yes. My and Judith Owen's holiday tour, which is now called Christmas Without Tears. we did our first show last night in New York City, amazing show, and it... we'll be going to L.A. next week and then to San Francisco on the 16th at a club called The Addition with a whole bunch of wonderful San Francisco artists. Each city we do the tour in, we gather our friends and accomplices in the worlds of comedy and music from the locality. So it's Matthew Bouvier, Will Durst, Amy Engelhart, Julia Fordham, Josh Kornbluth, wonderful monologist, Donya Oxford, a killer stride and a boogie-woogie piano player, and a couple of special guests. And it's Tuesday, December 16th, and it's always for charity. This time it's for the Mental Health Association of San Francisco.
And will there be anything for our friends who celebrate Hanukkah?
I usually do Jill Sobule's wonderful and very heartfelt ditty on the subject, which is called Jesus Was a Dreidel Spinner.
Okay. Well, there's some tears there, I guess.
Yeah, plenty of tears there.
Yeah, I got some tears there. Nixon is the One. This is truly brilliant.
Well, thank you.
How did you get into the Nixon? Now, I read somewhere that you said that a lot of stuff has been done about Nixon, obviously, over the years, and it's mostly cruel, spirited, or what have you.
Well, it's basically Nixon as a stick figure,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
And I did some of that in my youth, of course, as well. but it occurred to me we have this incredibly unique gift of virtually every waking spoken word of his for 5.5 years preserved on tape. And he's such a peculiar character that why bother with making stuff up when you have the real thing?
Yeah, he is quite amazing.
Yeah, he's a direct gift from the comedy gods. So I took some of the more bizarre, amusing, strange conversations that are on tape in the White House and just basically with a wonderful cast of cronies, Nixonian cronies, did them verbatim, and we were listening to the tapes, so we performed not only word for word, but exactly as they were spoken in the White House.
Nuanced.
The rhythms, the melody, the pauses, the people jumping over each other, and shot it as if he had hidden not just microphones in the White House, but also cameras to give it that extra spooky effect.
Yeah, you got the nuance.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Well, the nuance, the old aunts, all the aunts.
All the aunts are in there, yeah. And it was his idea, wasn't it, to tape everything?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Johnson and Kennedy had taped conversations as well.
Yeah.
The difference was they had a record button. Nixon was such a technophobe that they didn't trust him to be able to operate a record button. So they devised a system where as the minute that somebody spoke in the rooms that were self-bugged, the tape started rolling.
It was voice-activated.
It was voice-activated.
Yeah.
And that's why we have this unique gift.
Yeah.
Because of Nixon's physical awkwardness with the technical stuff.
Yeah, and there is that wonderful bit that you have with him actually picking up the phone and trying to figure out how it gets taped.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Where the button worked.
Yeah.
You know, he was physically awkward both with other people, a very unlikely person to go into politics because he didn't like to be with strangers.
Right.
And you'd think that would be sort of a basic skill set for the occupation. and awkward as well with technical stuff.
Yes. He was practically Jewish in his technology, I would say.
You know, you could say that.
Yes.
Jewish. Jesus did.
Yeah. It's we're not known for our technical ability, although we have it in spurts.
Yeah. Spurts are the best place to keep it, by the way.
Spurt is a good thing. Yeah, that's an amazing scene. And I also love the one with Henry Kissinger sucking up to him after that speech.
Well, there are about 100 tapes that we went through of Kissinger being world-class obsequious to Nixon. That was the best speech you've ever given. That was the best press conference. Yeah. No, not like before. This was the best. And you just realize that this was Kissinger's way of dealing with the fairly uncomfortable fact that he was two things that Nixon hated, a Jew and a Harvard professor. And so to sort of mollify all of that, he just spread on the obsequiousness with a trowel, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah.
If not an air gun.
Yes. And do you know what that speech was, that particular one?
No, it was a speech about some stage of the Vietnamese peace plan that Nixon unveiled to our surprise, but it was just part of that that parade of speeches about Vietnam.
Yeah.
But Kissinger, brilliant guy, still with us, of course. Nixon, very intelligent guy. Using each other, Nixon wanted Kissinger around because he wanted somebody that he thought was as smart as he was to bounce stuff off. And Kissinger, of course, viewed Nixon as his avenue to access to power.
Sure.
I saw Kissinger a couple of years ago, and he at an event which was celebrating Nixon's birth, and Kissinger gave this speech, the thrust of which was Nixon was such a great president because he let me run things.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some truth to that. Cheney will give such a speech someday, I think.
Yeah, if somebody can put the fridge magnets in the right order for her.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
We have a little clip here, and is it all right if I play this? I don't have clearance from you to do this, but it's just...
I hereby give you clearance.
Okay. It's with the milk producers, because we are in Wisconsin. It is the dairy state, and one of these guys probably was from Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm sure, at least one.
Yeah.
There was a little scandal, mini scandal, in the early Nixon administration about, this is going to sound quaint, but improper campaign contributions from the dairy industry. And so a bunch of dairy lobbyists are in the White House, and I was expecting them to be, when I first listened to this tape, to be talking about the scandal and how to contain it.
Right.
And instead you hear this.
Yeah, goes quite differently.
I don't know what can be done about it, but the medical profession don't know much about cholesterol. You're being more cooperative, talking and so forth. But, you can fix a glass of milk and have a heart attack. I can think of a lot of things that give you a heart attack, and a lot sooner, too. But, incidentally, I do drink a lot of milk. But what's the medical profession doing in this respect? I mean, there's cholesterol that goes up and down. I mean, they say no Eggs, no milk.
No.
They don't know?
Yes.
Cholesterol, as you know, is related to stress. It's related to you'll have a test made 1 week and be above normal and go back next week, be below. Maybe you were drinking the thing that others drink here. But not to get into your business, but in your promotion. Everybody's going for gimmicks these days.
Yes, sir.
Take sleep inducers. An article in, a couple months ago in the Reader's Digest about with regard to sleeping pills, enormous use of them. Now, almost any person who really studies sleep will tell you probably that lacking a pill, which has side effects, best thing you can do is milk, just anything at all, just a glass of milk. Now, you don't have to talk with it or anything. It could be warm. It could be tepid. It could be cold. But it has a certain soothing effect, you see. Now, you get people started on that.
Well, that's
my marketing picture.
It didn't help sleep yesterday.
I already got that. Look, but let me tell you that the sleep problem is an American psychosis at the moment. In all advanced societies, over 50% of the American people who were adults at the time, take some form of sedative. Now, you can go to work all the time, but sometimes you just got so many problems, you're not going to sleep. But that's psychological, too. You get people thinking that a glass of milk is going to make them sleep, and it'll do well as a sleeping pill. It's all in the head.
Harry Shearer is the one.
You have to now, add to him. It is all in the head.
Yeah, it is all in the head, obviously. Yeah. American psychosis. I love him speaking about the American psychosis.
Yeah. All advanced societies, probably.
Yeah. I wish you would have spoke more on it. Yeah. Are there any tapes where he speaks more on the American psychosis?
I think I'll do some research on that and get back to you.
This is all for the milk producers. So apparently he never mentioned the fact about this milk contribution problem.
No. He totally just – and these guys are just sitting there, you know, stunned, silent.
Yeah.
Well, he becomes Professor Milk, you know, on the subject.
Yeah. And we should point out that was you speaking.
Yes, it was.
Yes. I mean, you like trans-channeled him or something. It's scary. But you have the unintended consequence of making him sound sort of likable.
Well.
Are you worried about that?
Oh, it keeps me up nights, yeah. Yeah.
Quite amazing.
You know, the thing is, as I say, when I was a kid and he was president, I was making fun of him, satirical fun. Yeah. This is a very different kind of project.
Certainly.
He loves to talk, obviously, as you could hear from that clip, and to just sort of inhabit that creature that talks like that, you have to get somehow closer to him as an actor does than if you're just sort of sending pot shots from a distance. So I realized, for example, I grew up in Southern California. He grew up in Southern California. Mm-hmm. He had this burning resentment for the people that he imagined, you know, back east were getting all the privileges, going all the good schools, and making all the connections, and getting all the good jobs. Well, for God's sake, he got to be president of the United States, and he still felt that way, you know. Mm-hmm. So I understood a little bit of it, but I just enough to realize his resentment turned into an internal volcano, the molten nature of which I think propelled his ambition. Because, as I said, he didn't have really the skill set to be in politics. He didn't have a winning smile, for example.
Yeah. You know? Now you must have gone through a lot of these tapes. Were there things that absolutely surprised you or astounded you, or that you didn't know about that turned up?
There were no dark hidden secrets. I think the thing that really surprised me most, there's a tape at the end of his presidency. It's the last tape in our show, in our series. And it's the 8 minutes before he makes his resignation speech. And he walks into the Oval Office. And this had been videotaped and been going around for years as a bootleg VHS. And I played it for friends and memorized it long since. And it's just, he comes into the Oval Office. He's about to experience the greatest humiliation anybody can possibly experience, having been forced out, having to resign on national television. And what does he do? He doesn't sit there quietly. He doesn't examine his speech. He starts making bad jokes with the crew. Mm-hmm. Just really lame, banal small talk. And it always struck me as just sort of bizarre and and an improbable choice to make. And when we were rehearsing the show, I got wind of the last words that he spoke after his speech was over, which was not on the tape, but a person who worked on his staff shared these last words. He finishes resigning. He picks up his papers. He starts to walk out of the Oval Office, and he says to the crew, "Have a Merry Christmas, fellas," and it's August 8th. And I realized what he's doing in that scene. He's already beginning his campaign for rehabilitation of his reputation. In his mind, that crew was going to go out of that office and say to their friends and family that night, "Well, he wasn't upset. He wasn't angry. He wasn't he was a nice guy. He was joking around. He even wished us a Merry Christmas on August 8th.
Yeah, on August 8th. That's a little weird.
Yeah.
You know? Slightly, but no more weird than anything else, really, that comes out of it.
You know, but I mean, August 8th,
yeah.
We should just be grateful that the decorations still aren't going up that early.
Yeah, yeah, almost.
Close, yeah.
Oh, boy, it's really, it's unbelievable. Now, and you have plans. By the way, if you want to see Nixon's The One, you go to YouTube, right?
Yeah, it's free for everybody on YouTube.
Yeah, which is rather amazing, too.
Yeah.
And is it possible theatrical release for this? I'd love to. You look great, by the way.
As Nixon?
Yes.
Yes. No, I had a wonderful makeup person who we spent a summer working on that makeup and got pretty darn good. Because the point was to have makeup which made me look like him, but also I could act through it. It wasn't just a mask. It wasn't just putting on a static mask. So
you didn't want to do a Mrs. Doubtfire?
No. Theatrical release, I have no idea. No plans.
Yeah. Any other presidents in mind that you'd like to do?
Only one's the tape.
They still do that? You think that probably no longer exists, that function in the White House?
You know, we saw recently there was a release of some of Reagan's phone calls. He taped some phone calls with foreign leaders, which surprised, I think, almost everybody. But I don't think we'll ever get, Reagan had a record button. I don't think we'll ever get, again, that just unending stream of everything uttered in the Oval Office. I think that's it's a one-off.
Yeah. Well, it's absolutely brilliant. And
Thank you. You
are to be commended.
Thank you.
And you
thank
are to be watched.
Thank
and you are to be revered, Harry Shearer.
Well, thank you. I bow to your reverence.
Harry Shearer, ladies and gentlemen. Nixon's The One. Check it out. It's unbelievable. Thanks a lot, Harry. Appreciate
it. Thank you,
Mike. Nice to talk to you. Oh, man. It's really quite amazing to see. And the guy who does Kissinger is darn good, too.
That is so funny.
God damn it.
The
milk
producer. It's creepy. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. He actually gets him.
It's
you know?
like little laughter.
Well, he's amazing. He doesn't just do imitations. He's like, he's a mimic in the highest sense of the word.
Yeah.
He brings out the person when he does someone. It's actually quite amazing.
Check it out.
Yeah. Check it out. There you go. How are you doing? Pretty good, Dan?
Good, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything up?
Just that dog problem I mentioned before the
show.
The
dog problem?
Not my dogs, but...
Your sister-in-law?
Yeah, I told her to get some saline and, like, flush the eye out.
How about go to the vet, maybe?
Well, she said anything short of going to the vet.
Short of going to the vet?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you start with a vet and then...
I would, but...
And then go along afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I would.
Yeah, because they got that stuff you rub in their eyes. You know?
Yeah.
It's a thing for dogs.
Yeah.
And their eyes. Yeah. Last resort, why not do that? You know. Okay, anyhow. There we are there. This song you're about to play. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Michael.
Are you doing pretty good then?
Good.
Yeah. Okay. Hand okay there? You got that little carpal tunnel thing going on? Or?
No.
Yeah.
What is it? No, I just...
Yeah. Oh, that's your sleeve. I'm sorry. I thought it was a brace.
Yeah.
Yes, this song here, is it?
It's just a song written by a guy.
You?
No.
Oh.
No. A guy named Elton.
Elton John?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you're reaching out to Elton John on this one.
I'm not reaching, but I like this one.
All right, I like it. John Tooley. Jeff Hammond on the bass.
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Where are they swimming?
I'll get the address. It's in Madison, the big swim place. I don't know.
Big swim place?
I'll get the name. I'll get the address.
All right, so Jeff's kids are both kids are swimming in a meet today. So he's very proud of that. And I said, where are they swimming? And he said, I don't know, a big swim place in Madison. Big swim place? Where is that?
Right. Well, let me tell you, Michael.
Yeah, look on your phone.
It, you know where it's... No. I'll tell you exactly where it is. It's 2000 Observatory Drive.
Oh, the big swim place. The Shell.
The Natatorium.
Shell.
Yes.
Shell.
Yes.
Natatorium. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. And they're both competing. Let's give the kids names.
Aiden Hammond and Gianna Hammond.
Okay. And they're competing in what exactly?
Oh, lots of backstrokes and breaststrokes. And.
So what is the whole competition?
Yeah, I wish I knew that. It's that...
I don't know. Well, it's mostly good fatherhood, ladies and gentlemen, don't you? It's hard being a dad when you got so many other things to not think about. Walter Kane is from Delafield, and he's in insurance, and he asks, who is Michael Feldman? Are you him?
Yes.
How did I feel that you were? How are you? Pretty good, then?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Who's Walter Kane? Stand up here, Walter. This is Walter Kane, ladies and gentlemen. That's with a C.
Correct.
C as in correct. Walter Kane. What end of insurance are you in?
Property and casualty insurance.
Property and casualty? Yes. Do you prefer property or you prefer casualty?
I like them both.
Like them both?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you say you're better in property or better in casualty?
Probably better in property.
Better in property. Yes. But you really like casualty.
I do.
Yes.
I do. Who wouldn't?
No. Did you start in casualty and work your way up to property?
Well, I started in property and then moved to casualty.
You moved to casualty. Yes. Under your own accord?
Yeah. Indeed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you hurt at all moving to casualty?
No, not at all.
Wonderful. And what, can we say the name of the company? Just a little promo here?
Sure. Chubb Insurance.
Chubb Insurance. Yes, I think that's right. No, we're fine. We're good. And you know who I am?
But I do now.
Okay.
Yes.
The guy who's up here.
Yeah. Yes.
Doing this thing.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. Any other questions? Yeah, you didn't want like a philosophical answer, did you?
Not really, no.
Okay. Yeah. I do have insurance, so you can't help me out there. I'm covered to the hilt.
Well, it's Saturday, and, you know, I'm off the clock, so.
Okay, all right, cool. Well, thanks for coming. Why did you come here if you didn't know what you're getting into?
Well, I knew. We're just hanging out. My wife and I are hanging out in Madison.
Did he actually know? He didn't know.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Do you know who I am?
Now I do.
Okay. What a couple, the Canes, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have them here. Your name, first name?
Karen.
Karen. Karen and Walter Kane. If this is my first use of my senior discount, what should be my second? First, David, is it Lunar?
Yep.
Lunar. Lunar, as in Lunar.
Yep.
How are you?
Well, ER.
Oh, AR would be actual Lunar. Come on here, I'll meet you down here, because you can step on all them better than I can, I feel. Where do the Lunars hail from?
We live in Madison.
I mean, but originally.
My father's family...
Where is the lunar landscape is what I'm asking.
In the old country, Eastern Europe.
Where in Eastern Europe? It's a big Eastern Europe.
Well, it's been changing over time,
yes,
but right now...
The Russians keep changing the borders for some reason.
They're part of the problem. They're part of the issue. Okay. Vilna, okay. Poland.
And you are in infrastructure. What is infrastructure?
I know we
need more of it.
It's the computer stuff.
Oh, in the computers.
Computer.
Not the actual infra.
No, not.
That's the extra structure.
Well, it's the computer equivalent of roads and highways.
Which would be what, actually?
Servers and storage and networks.
Yeah.
That would be it.
Yeah. How'd you get into all that infrastructure?
Way back when I realized that.
My, the job?
No. This goes way back before that. Yes, I found out that computers were in air-conditioned buildings, and my parents' house in Syracuse did not have air conditioning, and I thought
no movie theater business. You could have been an usher.
That's
delightfully air-conditioned, those places.
That's true, but it happened that computer rooms were air-conditioned, and I thought that was comfortable.
What a poor reason for a career, but I'm glad it worked out for you. All right. First time you used your senior discount?
Yes, because I only had to be 55, and I just turned 55 last week.
You did. You're just a baby.
Yes.
Your infrastructure is very youthful yet.
I hope so.
Very good. And so, you know, I don't know what to say. I'm around it. So how much does it cost to get in here?
It was $5 for the ticket.
Oh, as opposed to what, six if you were over 55?
I think it was more. I think it was 10.
Oh, it's gotten high. No wonder we weeded out a lot of the audience here. It's really gone astronomical for what you get.
It's a deal.
Yeah.
A bargain at half the price.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of places. Panera. I'm pretty sure Panera has got the senior. Does anyone know Panera has a senior day? That should be your next stop. Do they? Anyone here know for sure Panera? Because that's the place to go if you're celebrating something. And if you get that extra 10% or whatever it is, that's sizable. So I would say okay, Panera. Or just go around different places and see if they have it.
I'll be looking at that very carefully.
Have
now.
A ball. Try the tavern.
I will. Thank
the
you.
The tavern with a senior discount is what I'm thinking. I hate the whole notion because I went with my daughter one time, and just after her driver's test or something like that. So give you some idea. And they had a little sign there, whatever the place we were at said, might have been Panera. Senior discount. She said, "Dad, get the senior discount." You know, and I said, "Quiet." Yuck. And then she said to the girl, you know, who was about 16 in service, said, "Give him the senior discount." And it was humiliating. So I have never actually purposefully. Sometimes they give it to me, I won't say anything. I'll say, okay, sure. But never, you know, to ask for it is humiliating. I say, not worth having lived this long to go through that humiliation. Okay, that's the senior discount story. Meanwhile, in Bailey's Harbor, Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen, Jennifer Blahnik is here. And where is she? Oh, you're back there, okay. Okay, no, you want to come here? You're going to climb over the seats? I love you, Jennifer Blahnik. Look at this. Up in Door County, this is what they do when they want to get around. They just climb over whatever. One more. Just one more set here. Look at that. Look. Oh, my God. Were you an athlete in school?
I actually was, yes.
What were you? What did you have? What was your
Wasn't hurdling.
No?
No. No, I missed my calling, apparently.
Yeah. What was it?
Basketball.
Basketball, I bet. Yeah. You played for Bailey's Harbor?
Gibraltar and Fish.
Gibraltar, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How'd you do that year?
I think I was the only junior that they reverted back to JV, so I didn't do so well.
Oh, that's okay. You probably had other things on your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was he?
I don't think we can go there.
No, okay. All right, so you now own a retail store, it says here.
I do.
What is that? Is that in Bailey's Harbor?
It's actually in Egg Harbor. Yeah, we have a lot of harbors up in Door County.
Yeah, I know people up around there. In Sister Bay, I know some people, too.
That's not a harbor. That's a bay.
Not a sister, either. I don't know. It's very confusing up there, let's face it. The eggs, the harbors, the bays, the sisters. And what is your store?
It's called Signature Pieces, and it's downtown, and I sell home decor and gifts.
What is a signature piece? It's a
it's a unique piece that you want to give or display in your
one home. Of a kind?
Some mass-produced.
Several hundred thousand of a kind, but one you haven't seen before?
Yeah, my inventory's not that deep, but we've got both.
And are these made by local artisans? Or
somewhat, some, yep.
Okay, yeah. Some of them are artisans and some of them aren't? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's exactly
right. For example, what's one that's a very big seller in the, seasonally for you?
Right now, my hot item is a felted soap.
I can't even imagine what I can't trying to picture that. It's like an oxymoron or something. Soap with felt?
Yep. There's hand felted soap or wool around the soap, and it acts like a washcloth. So you have your soap and washcloth in one. It's my hot item.
It's a terrific idea, I think. What do you get for something like that?
About $9.
Because you save a washcloth. And can you use the washcloth again or the soap again?
Oh, you can't, unfortunately. So.
That's cool. And you're just left with this empty felted thing.
Felted thing? Cat toy?
You could re-gift it maybe as something else. Stuff it with something. I don't know. Just think about it. Okay. Anything I can help you with?
I was asking.
I didn't understand this at all. Yeah.
I might be preaching to the
I'm actually
point.
Jewish here.
You are. Okay. The Feldman should have told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I just was wondering if you would stand in as wise man number 3 at my church. Christmas pageant.
Oh. But what is there any lines?
I know.
You have to ride a camel?
I forgot about the camel.
Do you have camels?
We don't have any camels.
No,
not in Bailey's Harbor.
No? Can't you get the Zohar Shriners or something to come in there and...
I'll work on this and get back to you for next year. How's that?
Well, get me a camel, okay. And if there's no lines, I could do it, I think. I'll have to ask my rabbi.
Okay. You have to bring your own gold.
Any sort of theological conflict with being a wise man, you know, going and that sort of thing. I could be a wise guy.
You can be a wise guy.
Thank you very much,
Thank
dear.
Thank you very much.
I want to watch you climb back. No, you can go around if you want. You don't have to. There she goes. Climbing over humans and seats. On her way back to her seat, that's Jennifer Blahnik. And are you saying, did you say that we have to go on to the quiz now?
We can if you would like to. Sure.
Would it be advisable, or you think?
Yeah, you got a little bit of time.
Oh, okay. In that case. How about Lou Reed is here in our audience today. Lou Reed, many of you thought he passed away, but he did not. That was a misprint. Where Lou Reed, there's Lou Reed, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, he really looks young.
Yeah, he looks remarkably good, very well preserved.
That whole heroin thing has been taken care of.
After that incident. He's, I can get to Lou Reed is here, and he's, you're not the Lou Reed, I guess, is what I'm saying.
I've cleaned myself up a little bit and come back to haunt you guys.
Yeah. Are you still singing, or?
I do every once in a while a little bit karaoke here and there.
Karaoke?
Yeah, sure.
What's your big number in karaoke?
Big number? Ooh, probably No Woman, No Cry.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we hear a few bars of that?
No Woman, No Cry.
Very good. Lou Reed, ladies and gentlemen. Covering No Woman, No Cry. That was actually quite good. What do you do when you're not singing?
A couple things. I do a little bit of real estate development, and I'm an engineer, and I work part-time doing clean coal engineering. It does exist, people.
Oh, very good, very good. And where do you do that clean coal engineering and such?
In Madison, our office on the west side, and we have projects all around the country.
Oh, cool. That's excellent. And did you go to the University of Wisconsin?
I did, indeed.
So, and it actually paid off for you?
It's taken a while, but yeah, we're getting there. Yeah.
Well, that's very encouraging, because I have one graduate, another one on the way, so we're... You know, they start to think about it as soon as they graduate.
Yeah, exactly.
You went into something that actually had application.
Yep, kind of in and out, left and right, roundabout way, yeah.
Liberal arts, meanwhile. Yeah. Nice to be a liberal artist, but you don't see much want ad. You know, the want ads, you don't see liberal artists wanted or anything like that. So that's cool. And this I don't really understand here. This is sort of a departure. What is your question?
How many people make up a perfect hot tub party?
Did you know about this?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so it's not something out of the blue. I don't want to...
No, we have a lot of hot tub parties.
Yeah. You have a hot tub, or is it...
We have multiple hot tubs.
You have multiple hot tubs?
Well, we've had a series of hot tubs of different sizes.
So not at the same time?
Sometimes.
Yeah, we've had two at a time. We had one that I had on a trailer, and we would bring it around and... We dropped it off at the Memorial Terrace for a weekend once, too. Went over well, as you can imagine.
Again, the advantage of being an engineer, ladies and gentlemen, is that you can have a mobile hot tub at your disposal. How did you heat the water? And you have propane, I suppose?
Well, actually, just I left it on my trailer and plugged it in at my house. And then once we got somewhere, we just find a plug and plug it in there. Yeah. You know, cover it with a tarp, you kind of incognito, you know, middle of the night kind of thing. It's good.
You ever do it randomly? Just pull up to someone's house and say the hot tub's here and...
Couple times, usually businesses.
Yeah. What is this obsession? I mean, is it
hot tub? Who doesn't love a hot tub in a
You know, I haven't seen one since 1978, so I have no idea that they still existed.
Sure, only plenty of them. Yeah.
And this is okay with you?
Oh, yes.
Did you meet in a hot tub?
I don't. Maybe. No, we met. We've met the year before we had hot tubs. Yeah.
Pre-hot tub.
Yeah. Pre-hot tub, mobile hot tub party.
And you do it in the holiday season? Well, it's kind of Christmas kind of thing?
That's going to be a great Festivus party this year.
Oh, you do Festivus?
Sure. It's a party for the rest of us, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sure I could talk to you a lot longer. I still wouldn't figure it out.
All right. Thank you very much.
Nice talking to you. Lou Reed, ladies and gentlemen, and...
Aaron.
And Karen Reed as well. Clean coal and hot tubs. What more could you ask for an individual? Oh, thank you for that. That was wonderful. How do you do that?
Oh, magic.
Where does that come from when you do that?
Just a little bit of magic.
It's very nice sound. It really is a very nice sound. We're going to, did you get it? Oh, okay. All right. Can I get you to come around here and, or just come to the aisle if you like. I'm sorry I have to put her down. He'll be back, dear. I'm not taking, he's not leaving.
Apparently no one wanted it.
Yeah. Donald Probson.
I didn't ask. Who are you?
Sam Shepard.
Donald?
Probson.
Are you from around here?
I am.
Yeah. This is your beautiful family here, I see.
It is.
Yes. Who are the girls? Let's say hello to the girls.
Actually, I have a daughter, Cynthia, and a son, Lars.
Yeah.
Just a little long hair.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Lars. I'm sorry, Lars.
That's okay.
Nice hair, though. Okay, so, and this is the four disclaimers. Are you ready to go on this?
They are. I did them 29 years ago on this very same show.
No!
So I don't know if I can do a repeat
performance. How old was Lars then?
Negative something.
All right, let me give this.
The four disclaimers.
Here, I'll go.
All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, being stalked by a Dugar who wants to have my baby. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the phone offices trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who say otherwise is itching for a fight.
Pretty much the same, isn't it? 29. Almost identical. Well, please keep that, because we don't care. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to play. No, I mean, if y'all applaud, then I can't see the hands of those of you who want to play the What Do You Know quiz. That's right. A chance for you to play the What Do You Know quiz is what I'm saying, now that all the applause has stopped. And you can use those hands simply to raise one or the other or whatever you have there at hand. Thank you very much for saving me. Yes, come here. Come. Don't be shy. How are you?
Hi.
Good.
You.
Fine.
Great.
Thanks.
Way to go.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. Now, and you are?
Eric Pedersen.
Eric, where are you from, Eric?
Madison.
From Madison. And what are you doing these days?
I'm taking classes at MATC, Madison Area Technical College.
In what?
In IT, Microsoft Office Suite.
You're in it.
IT, yeah.
Eric, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I'm old enough.
Well, that's not a good reason, but it's a reason, and you're the one to raise their hand at all, Eric. Well, I appreciate that. Have a seat there. Say, what kind of apple is that there? I guess so. Cortland Crisp Melange. Okay. You're making that up, aren't you? People buy, see, we have the farmer's market here in the building, and they're buying these apples, and they do not really know what they're buying. It's a beautiful apple. Slightly bruised, but that's minor. Okay, yeah. It's hard to know. They don't put stickers on them if you buy them from a farmer's, you know? I always thought they grew them with the stickers right on them. Those apples. That'd be helpful. Eric.
Yes.
How are you?
Great.
Did you get some produce, too?
I did.
What'd you get?
Some greens, salad greens.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
Right.
Salad greens. Yeah.
And let's see, what else? Some spinach.
Spinach?
Frost sweetened spinach.
Sweetened spinach?
Frost sweetened spinach.
Sweetened spinach?
It's sweetened by the frost.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Okay, it's not then.
How is that even possible?
How would
frost sweeten spinach?
They grow it in a hoop house.
Come on. No, I know you're putting me on there.
No, I'm not.
Petersons are all like that, aren't they? They're always saying stuff like this. Isn't that pretty true?
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so they have it in a hoop house, you're saying, and
mm-hmm.
it gets sweetened by the frost.
Yes, correct.
So the frost gets into the hoop house.
Just minimally.
Just enough to sweeten it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweeten the spinach.
Exactly.
Well, is there anything else in there getting sweetened
besides
the spinach?
It's so tasty. It's really good spinach.
I like spinach without being sweetened.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's good spinach.
Yeah. I mean, what else is in the hoop house, though?
Oh, I think it's just spinach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Did you talk? You must have talked to the guy for a while about this.
Oh, yeah, it's called Snug Haven Farm.
Snug Haven?
Snug Haven, yeah.
For the hoop houses, probably.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Reference, too.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah. That's interesting. Did you know about a hoop house before?
Oh, yes.
Talked to the Snug people?
Yes.
You did?
Yes. Have you never heard of the hoop house?
Never.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a common farm implement.
I guess I've seen those. It looks like
right.
the hoops.
Yes.
And they're plastic over them or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
That would be a hoop house then.
Yeah.
And what do guys have in there, for example?
Spinach.
Just the spinach? Have we gone through this before?
I'm not exactly sure
what
they
have. What do they get for some good hoop house?
Spinach, $3.50 a bag. Not bad. For about a pound or so.
That's great.
Yeah, it's actually quite cheap, and like I say, it's very sweet.
And it's high in flavonoids.
Yeah, I guess
flavonoids.
So.
Flavonoids. Okay, excellent. So you're going to make a lot of salads is what you're saying.
Yes.
Do you eat a lot of salads usually?
I do.
Yeah.
I love salad.
Maybe too many salads?
Could be. I'm starting to turn green.
Well, no, not that so much, but you need your meat juices as well.
Yeah.
Are you getting your meat juices?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Where do you get your meat juices from?
Pizza.
That's right. You said you got pizza there.
Yeah,
too,
we got pizza today too, yeah. And meat juices.
Actual meat? Any actual meat in your diet?
Right.
Pieces of meat. Of various types.
That would be the meat, right?
The meat element.
The meat element.
Because you need it.
Yeah, you do.
Have you seen the food pyramid? Meat is right at the top of it.
Is it really?
Yeah, there's a chop right on top of the pyramid.
Okay.
There. That's a pork chop.
Oh, okay.
I drew it for you.
Yeah, okay.
See the actual pyramid. This is
very nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a great artist.
Thank you very much. On short notice, I portray something visually. I'd like to think.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And what are you doing these days?
Well, the only job that I have is poll work for elections.
Oh, you do?
I work at the election day polls.
Yeah.
And it's very seasonal, as you may guess.
So you work once a year? That's perfect.
Twice a year, usually, yeah.
Twice a year.
Because there's a primary and then
the
general.
Excellent.
So there's August 12th, I believe it was, and then November 4th or 5th or
second. Whatever. You were there, I'm sure.
Yes.
Whatever
and that's the only employment I have at this moment.
Yeah.
I'm
What'd
looking
you do
for a job. I've done a lot of things. I worked at the Goodman Community Center.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
As a receptionist.
Did you? Yeah.
And I worked at Chocolatarian. Chocolatarian. It's a local restaurant. Chocolate place here in Madison.
Oh. Yeah, I think I've heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you're a jack of all trades.
Yeah, pretty
you need
much.
Need a job? Where can
yes,
they call
I do need a job.
You know what? They can let us know.
Oh.
We'll forward anything. Else.
Great.
You know, because you got to work between elections.
Yes. Yeah,
unless
actually.
We have more elections.
I've seen postings of jobs available at Wisconsin Public Television.
Yes, and radio.
And radio, too,
yes.
Yeah. So that might be a possibility.
My producer is out of town right now.
Okay.
He went to the championship game. So
maybe you Ohio
get
State
that job
and the Badgers?
Gone. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
Down there. Yeah.
It's going to be later tonight. I'm going to watch it at home.
I thought I would, too.
It's going to be good, yeah.
I like talking to you. I don't know. You're easy to talk to.
Thank you very much.
I feel like we could chat for a while.
Sure.
I probably should get on with this.
Yeah.
Because... right?
Yeah. You may want to.
Yeah. I bet you were thinking that, too.
I was watching the clock.
Okay, so what should I do now at this point?
Well, what we should do is tell people at home.
Should
if
I
they
talk
would...
more to Eric? Because I...
You could. Sure.
Well, like
Let's see what happens if you
hobbies.
Do that. Go ahead.
I like to know about his hobbies and things. But go
okay,
ahead.
So if somebody at home wants to play the quiz and be Eric's partner in it, they just pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question, which they have to get right.
Oh, okay. Thank you. The price of gas in Oklahoma City. Current events right now. It's very important. Made national news. The price of gas per gallon in Oklahoma City. Let's go to the phones right now with that question. Mike Greco in Radford, Virginia. You're on.
Right.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Price of gas in Oklahoma City. Do you know what it is?
The price of gas in Oklahoma City?
Right now.
$2.44.
Too high. Sorry, Mike Greco. Dan in Augusta, Georgia.
$1.99.
Dan got it. Holy cow. $1.99. It's almost worth the drive to fill up.
But well, it goes to pay listening to NPR because they mentioned it yesterday during one of the business shows.
How do you like that? It's business, I guess. So, what business are you in, Dan?
Well, I'm a FileMaker developer. It's do software.
Oh, you're a software developer. We got a guy here who's in infrastructure. Is that kind of like that?
Well, I could probably help him with his infrastructure. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell him. This guy can help you with your infrastructure. Okay, Dan. What are you doing this weekend, Dan? Anything fun?
Well, no. I've got to blow some leaves. Fall finally really hit here, and now we got.
You got leaves in Georgia? I thought it didn't have leaves on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going through what you probably went through a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah. But we don't have blowers in my neighborhood. except for all my neighbors. It really drives me. I mean, you probably have a big yard and stuff, so it's not really annoying to the person right next to your window to have a blower.
Yeah.
That wouldn't happen.
It's 7 a.m.
7 acres?
No, 7 a.m. That's when they usually are blowing their leaves.
Oh, we're running out of time here. Okay, let's go right to the quiz right now. This is Eric. Dan?
Hi, Dan.
Yes.
It's a one-fer. You get one question right, and you win the What Do You Know quiz. Because
wow.
We talk too much, but I still want to know more about Eric and Dan as well. So what categories do we have?
They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, for all the money. Dan, you pick that one. What would you like?
Let's do current events.
Current events. This is right out of the news. Are you sure you want this?
Okay, then odds and ends.
Yeah. It's a Kim Kardashian question. Nobody wants that anymore. Yeah, I know. I agree. All right, physicist. And genius Stephen Hawking wants to be in one of the following productions. He said his biggest wish in life right now is to be in one of these things. Does he want to be in Downton Abbey, in James Bond, or in Hunger Games? He wants to appear in one of these films.
What do you think, partner?
I really don't know. I guess I might lean towards James Bond, but...
Why would you lean towards James Bond?
I think that... Dr. Hawking has a desire to reach out, and I don't know how to describe it, but it just seems like that would be what he would.
Plus, want he's got to do. The computer voice. It might be.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Good villain sort of thing. That's what you're thinking, James Bond. He's thinking James Bond, Dan.
Okay. Well, if he's feeling strong about that, I'll have to go with.
That's right, James Bond. He wants to be a villain. Holy cow, they won for it.
Eric, from the War of Griffin's Pig to Molecular Gastronomy, you'll find these and more in Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know from source books. Dan, start every day the What Do You Know audience way with a cup of Stephen Brew's breakfast blend coffee, and energize your afternoons with rich and smooth Costa Rican Terrasu from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee, which is coffee done right. And each of you can keep your favorite dog happy with an I Love Treats tie-on bandana from Stellaware.com, and prepare to keep your holiday guests royally entertained with What Do You Know the Party Game, including questions, contestants, cards, and the casually regal Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks. Did a great job. Appreciate it. Dan, hang on for a second. Make sure to get that to you. Thanks for playing.
Okay.
If you're planning your next Madison outing, why not bring the whole gang to Monona Terrace for a live What Do You Know broadcast? Click over to notmuch.com for special group pricing and get your ticket information today. And why not bring that big group to the What Do You Know holiday office party Saturday,
office
December
party.
20th? Sun-Times film critic Michael Phillips and polka legend Steve Meisner will be here. Just go to notmuch.com for ticket information. There'll be plenty of food, eggnog, and What Do You Know cheer. Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI. That's Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is our one and only producer international. This is PRI, Public Radio International. Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI. That's Public Radio International.
Ready here.
It's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. And this hour of What Do You Know, it's a performance from the gentleman from Austin, Shaky Graves, plus a whole new batch of thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now the man who got almost as close to Mars as the Orion Mars mission, it's Michael Feldman.
Where? Oh. Okay. Well, you know, each week at this time, or some weeks not this time, but sometime, some weeks not at all. actual memo sent in by actual listeners. Thanks for the memos. That's right. And you got a brief one here, but I think it's a pretty good. It's not really a memo. It's a sign that was posted on the door of a toilet stall in the men's room at Blondie's Truck Stop, U.S. Highway 75 in Holdenville, Oklahoma. But it's a good one. I can see why he took it with him. It reads as follows: please do not poop in the urinal. If you clog a toilet, be a man and unclog it. There are plungers right next to the toilets for a reason. If you value the clean bathrooms, clean up after yourself. We are not your mother. Because that would be singular, and there's more than one of us. So we won't clean up after you like we are. Thanks, Blondies. There's a P.S. here on this not quite memo. Sign has been taken down. I stole it. Thank you so much for that. It's a classic. And good to remember about urinals. Always, some people probably never seen one before and wondered what that was for. In all the news that is around here, of course, the biggest thing is the Chick-fil-A opening in Wisconsin.
That is?
Oh, yeah. It's right next to the cow fillet. Yeah, they opened a Chick-fil-A in December, and people were camping out. Look at the people in tents camping out in the parking lot to be the first to get in because they're like the first 150 Chick-fil-A's wraps were free. So that's a savings of 57 cents, or I don't know, $1.57 probably. Anyhow, so they had propane heaters, down sleeping bags, and winter hats and jackets common Wednesday morning for the 30 people waiting in line at the newest restaurant, Gammon Road, here at Westtown. Trying to stick it out till 6 a.m. on Thursday, but they were there on some of them Wednesday night for Chick-fil-A. This being a land of more than 15,000 lakes, the 14 shelters set up by would-be customers to shield against the 26-mile-per-hour wind gusts included two portable ice shacks. It's a challenge camping overnight on asphalt, said Nancy Bosch, a retired phlebotomist from West Bend. I don't ice fish. It's too cold. So there you go. And someone else said, others in line came from Madison and Milwaukee, but Clay Dyer, whose brother-in-law lives in Madison, came from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. His visit marks his fourth Chick-fil-A opening since 2012. And he's quoted as saying, I love Chick-fil-A and I love free food. It's crazy and it's cold, but I've got layers and I've got some gloves. I've tailgated in colder weather than this. Other things going on there. Wauwatosa Ask Now column in the, I guess that's in the Journal Sentinel in Milwaukee. Wauwatosa Ask Now, are those bird sounds being used as crosswalk signals? Perhaps some of you have been wondering about that and somewhat confused when you hear birds chirping at a crosswalk. And here's the answer, thanks to Wauwatosa Ask Now. A reader heard those signals recently, wondered about their origin and uniqueness. The walk, don't walk audio signal is the strangest I've ever heard, he wrote. Was this somebody's quirky sense of humor? Was it some engineer's brilliant idea, that never got adopted anywhere else? And here's, communities have options as to their crosswalk signals. These are installed at the intersection of Wauwatosa Avenue and State Street and at Underwood and Harmony Avenues. They use distinctive sounds to guide vision-impaired pedestrians going east, west, or north, south. Here's how it works. Now, how does it work? The chirping is for the east, west. If you hear a cuckoo sound, you're walking north or south. So keep that in mind.
What if you hear screeching tires?
Screeching tires. Oh, yeah, that's good. No. Wisconsin boys dial 911 in search of Santa. I don't see why this made the news. Mayville, a little farm town here. Two young brothers from southeastern Wisconsin are hoping they haven't landed on Santa's naughty list. After police showed up on their doorstep, the boys, aged 3 and 6, thought the best way to get in touch with the North Pole was by 911. So the brothers use their dad's cell phone to place a 911 call, hoping to be connected with the North Pole. The Beaver Dam Daily Citizen says that police came to their Mayville home, where officers gave the boys some advice. If you want to talk to Santa, do it in person. Oh, kids. They really didn't have to show up on that one, did they? A box of kittens found abandoned in Oshkosh parking lot. This only happens 100 times a year, but I thought it was cute, so we put it in there. And they're doing fine and got adopted. Oh, and Wisconsin is home to 10 of the 52 coldest U.S. cities, report says. That's the most of any state in the union in terms of having cold cities.
Alaska?
Thank you, on behalf of us all. Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Alaska is probably pretty cold, too. I don't know if it made it. Yeah. USA Today compiles list based on analysis of data kept by NOAA, which doesn't keep its own coldest cities list. But now we have this one. And here are the Wisconsin cities that made the list. Number 11, weighing in at 11, Eau Claire, 17.5 degrees. That's a winter temperature. That's pretty good. Green Bay came in number 17, 19.4. Appleton, Oshkosh tied at 20 degrees. La Crosse, 20.5 degrees. Almost in that tie there with Appleton and Oshkosh. Madison, number 24, 21.6. Waukesha, 21.9. Milwaukee, 24.9. Racine, 25.2. And the last one to make the list, Kenosha, 25.9 degrees. Let's hear it for being cold and being in Wisconsin. And that's all the news around here, anyhow. So it was nothing too terrible. That's good. Is Shaky here? Where is he? Ladies and gentlemen, he's on tour right now, and this tour is going on a massive tour for months and ends in Australia. I'm talking about Shaky Graves joining us right now from Austin. Shaky Graves, ladies and gentlemen. And ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Hey, there you are. I didn't know what you were doing. How are you? Alejandro, it's good to see you.
It's all nice to see you, too.
Yeah. Were your parents okay when you started calling yourself Shaky Graves?
Yeah, they were. They weren't too put off by it.
They were cool with that?
Yeah.
Because Alejandro is a very nice name.
I know. It's a really long... It's Alejandro. Rose Garcia. Yeah. And I have a middle name in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Is it father's name or grandfather's name?
It's father... Yeah, no. I think they were just kind of picked it out of a pretty name hat.
Yeah. Are you still doing the acting, too? I know you're in a...
Well, you know, that takes a lot of energy, and now I'm trying to focus as much on this guitar.
You're going straight ahead into the music full-time and all that stuff?
Yeah.
No more Friday Night Lights, or...?
No, they kicked me off a long time ago.
Did you?
Many moons.
Was there an incident on the show, or...
No,
was your character killed off?
Yeah, essentially, my character was like the creepy, sweaty musician, so now I'm doing it in real life.
and you're in some of those Rodriguez movies, too, right?
Yeah, I recently got, like, brutally killed in the last Sin City movie.
Did you?
Yeah.
Brutally killed?
I mean, my parents are like super, super proud of me right now.
Yeah. Well, is your mom an actress?
Yeah, she is. So yeah. she's gotten to do all this stuff. She gets classically typecast as like the Mexican maid and stuff. Oh. Like, she's like, great, I got to play another maid on TV. I'm like, good, mom, let's go. Like, that's great.
Yeah.
And now she gets to deliver babies and stuff. It's, you
yeah.
know, on
well,
TV.
Well, that's cool. That's yeah. cool. And things are going great with your music. You're working it out, and you sort of brought yourself up as a musician.
I did, yeah.
And what was it? There was like this tempo thing I read about. It was kind of amusing or something, because they originally, when you started out playing, they said, well, your tempo is shifting all the time. And
that's true. Well, what I didn't bring out right now is that when I usually play, I play on a old Samsonite suitcase that I converted into a weird drum thing.
Yeah. So does that help you keep tempo? Or?
It does. And I can definitely throw people off with it too. So, you know, if it's too slow to start with, I'll just shift it and turn it up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And is that your own invention in that suitcase?
It
drum?
Is. Yeah, it is. So I play it, you know, with my heels. So it's behind me. It's a weird contraption.
Okay, well, and what have you got for us right here?
I'm going to play a song called Word of Mouth. It's a waltz about not listening to people like me.
Sounds great. Shaky Graves.
When I go to sleep, you know that she sees me too. Yeah, just standing around like the popular kids, just hoping St. Peter will let us into. Well, he says if you value your life, stay off the drugs. If you value the drugs, stay off the map. If you value them maps, you better travel, son. And if you don't want to travel, then you better run. Yeah. Stay out of crime. If you value the crime, stay out of doors. If you value them doors, you better lock them, son. And if you don't want to lock them, you better buy a gun. It's kind of true. So, you know.
Seems like there's always a through line in every bit of bad advice. And so you should probably just start running as soon as people start talking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
That was great. So buy a collared shirt. Is that the...
Yeah.
You need a shirt with a collar, and then you're in business, right?
That's what some people say, yeah.
Yeah. So that makes sense, actually.
I know.
Certain amount of sense.
There's, you know, collared shirts and guns. You know, whatever. It's pick your poison, I guess.
And the Austin... You pretty much have to be in Austin, really, to get into music anywhere, right? I mean, it's sort of the epicenter of everything that's happening.
It certainly doesn't hurt, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the scene, what is it like? Is it still what it was, or has it been co-opted by the big labels and all that? Or?
I mean, that's a good question. Yeah. I mean, for me, you know, it's kind of one of those things where I always grew up around it, so I never really noticed it. It's like the frog being cooked slowly in the hot water, you know, so it doesn't jump out. Where now I'm like, oh, was I around like a bunch of really good musicians when I was younger? Because I didn't care, you know, I was just a little kid.
Yeah.
And
do you remember cooking a frog in
yeah.
increasingly hot water?
Yeah, well, constantly. That's a big Texas thing that we do. But yeah, I mean, I got to be around, you know, I went to a thing called Kerrville Folk Festival all the time when I was a little kid, and there were people like, you know, Townes Van Zandt and Jimmy Dale Gilmore and people like that would be around, and then later you're like, oh, that's probably important. I should, you know.
Yeah.
But I was just busy eating ice cream and being a kid, you know, running around.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Great scene.
Harassing people.
Yeah, and boy, and look at you now.
Still harassing people.
You're still harassing people. You're still not wearing a collared shirt.
Still not doing that, yeah.
And but you're going everywhere now. Just looking at your schedule coming up here, you'll be in Minneapolis.
In a few hours.
Yeah, in a few hours in Des Moines, Omaha, Denver.
Yeah.
Three nights in Denver.
Yeah.
In Colorado Springs, then Dallas, Austin. Did you know this? Am I telling you something you didn't know?
It's really helpful for you to remind
Thank
me of
you.
All this.
Thank you. Then you got to be in San Antonio, and then Houston, New Braunfels, Texas, and then you're going to New Zealand. Don't forget that.
Whoa.
Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, no.
I did know that.
You're going to be in Auckland.
What am I eating today, though? Do you know that?
No. I have no idea.
Got to get on this, man. Yeah. Got to get on this.
Then you're going to be in Australia for like six different dates.
Yeah, I have no reference point for that, though.
Yeah. Let's go with shovels and rope.
Yeah. Yeah. They're a wonderful group. I'm not sure if you've heard them. Yeah. It's a husband and wife duo from Charleston, South Carolina.
That's great.
Really, really awesome.
So, and how are you holding up under all this touring?
I feel like I'm just in a dream. I don't know if you know that there's a farmer's market going on downstairs right now, but I've just been wandering around talking to Wisconsin people, and I suddenly feel like I know most of Madison. All of a sudden, people come like, hey, what are you doing talking to Alejandro over here? And I'm like, he played the show last night. Like, what are you doing over here? I'm like, well, I was just talking to Cameron about this and that. He's building a gourd thing from the gourd guy. He's like, oh, the gourd guy's a lunatic. I'm like,
oh, the gourd guy.
He's talking.
Yeah, he's a lunatic.
What is this? Like,
and all those hoop things.
Yeah.
Those hoop putts.
Mm-hmm.
Hoop houses.
Hoop houses.
Where they,
See,
where they grow the spinach. You didn't know that?
No, no.
God, we all know.
No, where am I? What's going on right now?
Well, you're right at home here, wherever you are, I think.
That's right.
Have you got another one for us?
I do.
Love to hear it.
All right, let's see. Oh, thanks.
By the way, good use of capo on that one.
Yes. For our viewers at home, I was using a capo on that one.
Yeah. But I read somewhere that you'd never used a capo before. One
ever?
Gig you were in.
Oh.
And suddenly you had to use a capo.
Oh. Oh yes.
Did you know that about yourself?
No. He knows a lot more about me than I do about myself. All right. Let's see. What do we got? It's a song called Proper Fence.
Yeah, just a mile or down the road in the street or two away. Well, is that freckleness is who I want most every day. Into the home of her father, I'm gonna drag my sorrow feet. Yeah, tell him she's the woman who can wake me from my sleep. Well, she said, kiss me, and Lord, I listen, yeah, but I haven't gone back since. and I curse the mind for building proper fence. So I will roll and I will suffer. I curse the soil and curse the stones. Yeah, keep my eyes a leaking for that girl does love my bones. Yeah, well, I've known her for a year. I've only seen her 7 days. Well, that's 1 week too many to keep a man like me away. Well, she said, kiss me. So 3 years after, I found a doorstep. Well, I found her shoes, and I found her kin. They told me that old Grim Reaper done Tom and turned her in. So I'll pour some liquor down on that stone that does mark my lost and gone. And I whimper and wail, and I sing her old funeral song. It goes, oh, 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 oh. Just think back on when she said, kiss me. And Lord, I listened. Yeah, but I haven't, oh, gone back since. Oh, and I cursed the mind for building proper fence.
Thank you, guys.
Shaky Graves.
You're listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.
Shaky Graves.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
What? Where are we now?
Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Okay. Monona Terrace.
I lost my
December something.
Wasn't
or
he great? Shaky Graves.
He was great.
Yeah.
I liked his hat too.
Alejandro Rose Garcia. Wonderful. Oh, by the way, his new CD is called "And the War Came," and you can get that. And some of these songs are on there, and it is. it's really good. Plus, there's gear. You can get Shaky Graves gear. There's shirts and things, and hats, and collared shirts. You can buy a collared shirt. Very cool, very cool. Okay, now I don't know. What do we do here now? Let's see.
How about Sarah Nix?
What about me?
Yeah. Sarah, well, do you want to do something?
Sure.
What do you feel like doing?
Stand on my head?
Yeah.
That'd make for good radio.
Tap yeah. dance? Do you have a Tom of the Week or something?
Sure.
Do you want to do it?
Sure.
Okay. Let's shift gears here momentarily. You know, each week at some time or other, and some weeks not at all, we honor a town, village, or burg somewhere in the greater U.S. on a rearranged map of the same. Here is Sarah Nix with our town of the week.
Well, our town of the week is a little complicated this week because okay. it's not actually a town.
It's not a town.
It's a county.
And it's not a week.
It's rather large.
Yeah.
It's Arlington, Virginia.
Oh, that's a big town.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's got a very long history.
Let's hear it all.
Okay. I'll start at the beginning.
We got time. We got time.
Arlington, Virginia lies across the Potomac from Washington, D.C., for those of you who didn't know, and is the primary suburb of this nation's capital.
Okay.
Archaeological evidence, let's start at the beginning, suggests that Native Americans lived in the region for nearly 13,000 years before the arrival of British settlers, who built James Fort in the area. The English explorer, notorious John Smith, arrived in 1608.
Was that notorious John Smith?
Yeah. Notorious John Smith.
That was actually his name.
No, I think it was Captain, actually. And so arrived in 1608, and the next 100 years were marked by skirmishes between Native American residents and the settlers. By 1725, the first people had been forced to cede their land to the colonialists. In 1790, George Washington, you guys may have heard of him, chose the land on the other side of the Potomac as the new capital for the federal government, and the area's population expanded at a steady rate. The first bridge across the Potomac was built in 1797 to increase trade between Arlington and the capital, and by 1800, there were about 6,000 people living there, which was kind of a big number back then. Yeah. On the border between Confederate and Union territories during the Civil War, Arlington County saw some fighting during that conflict. Despite that fact, over the course of the war, the population of Washington, D.C. tripled, and Arlington grew along with it. There are countless historic buildings in Arlington, but of course the most famous is the Pentagon. It has five sides. For the five wings of the armed services.
They could have called it the Polygon, too.
That's right. It is the headquarters for the U.S. Department of Defense. It was construction started in 1941, and there have been a series of renovations, including, of course, repairs following the 9/11 attack on the building. If you're in Arlington for a visit, you can tour the Pentagon. It's highly regimented. You can also visit Arlington National Cemetery, the U.S. Marine Corps.
You're saying the Pentagon is highly regimented?
I'm saying that the tour of the Pentagon, I imagine it's highly regimented.
You can't just wander around the Pentagon.
No. You can also visit Arlington National Cemetery, the U.S. Marine Corps Memorial, and the Robert E. Lee Memorial. He was born in Arlington. Other famous Arlingtonians include actors Sandra Bullock and Shirley MacLaine, journalist Katie Couric, musician Roberta Flack, and clown-cum-doctor Patch Adams. As for sports, rumor has it that if you cross the river, there's a host of professional sports teams to choose from. And that is our town, no burg, no county of the week, Arlington, Virginia.
Okay. A lot going on in Arlington. But what about that? If Lee is from Arlington and Washington is across the river, which side was Arlington on in that conflict?
Let me see if I can remember. I always get this confused, not being from this country. I think that the...
Oh, sure. Go back
Virginia
on that.
Virginia was part of the Confederacy.
Okay.
And they tried to cede... I'm trying to remember this from yesterday. They tried to cede from the Confederacy, but the state was divided, and there was some conflict within the state. I don't know. No, I'm wrong. Well, somebody else knows.
Thoroughly wrong.
Oh, good. Come and
what
inform
was it?
Us.
Always in the Confederacy.
Oh.
But across the river was the federal government.
Yes.
Little no irony there.
Right.
Okay. That's what I'm getting at, the irony of the situation.
Right.
For them. Okay. Let's go to the phone. Oh, you got someone. Nice going there, Lyle. Really perked up last few hours. Dennis Price is in Arlington, Virginia. And Dennis, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, except as I'm looking out the window, it's raining.
It's raining in Arlington, huh?
Yeah.
So that must mean at least it's over 32 degrees then.
Yes.
So that's a good sign.
You know, we're not like other places in the country. When we get an inch of snow, we panic.
Yeah. Have you had one this year yet?
No, not really. Well, we had a little dusting earlier on.
A dusting. I bet the kids
but
are all
But when it comes to things that people want to do, I don't think they think, oh, it's snowing. Let's go to Arlington.
No, it's not a destination for winter sports, generally. No. And do you work for the government out there, Dennis, or?
Well, interestingly enough, no. I'm a general contractor. My wife works for the government. She's at the State Department. In fact, the other day I went to do an estimate for somebody, and I found out they didn't work for the government, and I was shocked. I said, oh, my gosh, I have a client who doesn't work for the government.
Yeah. Does that affect the estimate?
No. No.
Oh, I'm surprised. So, I'm surprised. What you do general contracting, so that's houses and...
Repairing and fixing things up.
Yeah, yeah. Are you busy? Pretty busy then?
Yeah, fairly busy. You know, this is a town that, although lately it's been a little slower, this is a town that does a lot of building. You know, it's interesting when you think of Arlington being that it's right next to Washington, some of the major attractions of Arlington, it's so convenient to go to Washington. But Arlington has gotten to be quite a swinging place in the last 20 years. We have a lot of young people and old people retiring here and young people coming here just starting to work because it's cheap to live in. And they live in the Boston Commons area and Clarendon. And it's got restaurants, all sorts of interesting places to eat now, whereas maybe 20 years ago there'd just be a few. But now it's a go-to place.
It's a scene.
Yeah.
Do you kind of wish you're younger now in Arlington and hitting the scene there? I don't suppose you can, you know,
Well, if I was younger and single, I'm married, so...
Yeah, naturally I meant that.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm happily married, so I...
Yeah, no, I wasn't suggesting that you weren't or anything else. Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, good place for young people. Because you always think, you know...
Like, I get a little jealous as I see them running around and
having
time to eat versus go to work on younger people's homework.
I know. Well, you know, we're in Madison, Wisconsin here, so I'm in a university town where the population never gets older, you know, and only I age. It's very upsetting, you know, so maybe feel that way with the
roof. How many inches of snow do you have to get before you close down school?
Well, I don't think we've ever closed down the school for snow.
Well,
we may have, but, you know, I mean, they weren't coming anyway. You know what it is? You know, the snow is entirely if they can run the buses or not. That's what snow is about. They don't care if the kids are in 4 feet of snow trying to slog through it. If the buses can't get through, then there's no
school. We've closed down school just on the rumor of snow.
Yeah, we can't do that. Too many rumors of snow. And are you from there originally, Dennis, or where you hail from?
No, I'm a Yankee. I'm from Connecticut. And when people say, what is it like living in the South, I always say, I don't live in the South. I live in Northern Virginia, where all the Northerners live. And it's interesting when that lady was talking about how we had seceded. Mm-hmm. We did secede, and West Virginia broke off, is what happened. So, in fact, Arlington itself used to be part of the District of Columbia, but at some point they gave it back to Virginia.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad we straightened that out. Now, if we were coming down there, Dennis, let's say we were visiting Arlington, and you know, we've done all our Washington, D.C. things, Smithsonian and all that stuff. What would you recommend in Arlington for something to do in town there, at the scene?
Well, of course, there's always the Lee Mansion and the National Cemetery there, which are fun to look at.
Yeah.
Although it's beautiful, as long as you don't think about all the bodies buried.
Yeah. That's true of most cemeteries.
Oh, and I take people out eating and doing interesting things. We have a lot of ethnic food in the area now.
Ethnic food, yeah. What do you recommend? What do you like?
Farmer's market where we can get all sorts of things like hot sauces and stuff like that. And
Farmer's market. What did you say? What cafe?
Lost Dog.
Lost Dog Cafe.
Oh, the Lost Dog. Well, that's fine. That's good. That's been here for a long time. But there's a lot of Indian and Hispanic food here, too, now.
Yeah. Excellent. Where do you like to
go? I'm not a very exciting person. I don't eat out that much.
No. Well, no. It's not that you're not. Okay. I don't know what it is. No, I'm just trying. And for recreation, like, what do you like to do there? Do you go up bowling, or I mean, what do people actually do in Arlington? They go play.
I don't think bowling's the big
darts
thing.
Darts.
I don't think bowling's the big thing.
Darts.
I guess for recreation, we go to parties. I'm going to a birthday party tonight.
Oh, we are.
So, We make our own funds. We have a potluck sometimes. We invite everybody over and we tell them, cook the thing they cook best. That's that's always a fun thing when we do that from time to time.
That can get some disturbing results, probably.
No, we get very, I mean, people get very good. I have one neighbor who was coming and she, my wife was talking to her on the phone and said, she's thinking of bringing dessert. And I said, no, that's an easy off. She just wants to do a dessert. Tell her to do a soup. She does soups well. Have her bring one of her soups.
Yeah. And is she bringing a soup?
She brought a soup. That's right.
This past tense.
Very few things from the store bought like that. But I think most people tend to go out.
What was the soup that she brought?
It was a, I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's escaping me for a second.
What's in it, for example?
A yam soup.
A yam soup?
Yeah, it was yellow.
I guess it would be, really, or orange, one of the two. Yeah.
So, I make a chili sometimes.
You do?
Yeah.
And is your,
not a very hot chili, a vegetarian chili.
Is it more of a Virginian chili that's...
No, nothing to do at all with Virginia.
Okay, that's good. Or Connecticut. Do you go home to Connecticut much? Do you still feel like you're more Connecticut?
No, my brother lives in down in Newport News, and I have one still in Connecticut, and I have another one in New York where it does snow a lot, who has been mysteriously happy lately. He's retired up there with his wife. I occasionally call him and say, are you still happy? And he goes, yes. I go, check him out.
Mysteriously happy is a good way to be, I guess. All right, well, Dennis, I'm going to let you go here because are you working today yet? You're not working, are you?
I'm getting ready to go to the store and shop, which as a father is one of the things I do most.
Yeah, for the birthday party?
No, this is a 40-year-old's birthday party, and we're taking everybody to it, but I just have to buy the food for the week.
Yeah, I do that too. That's what I do too, Dennis. And I do the cooking. Do you do the cooking in your house?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do.
See, let's be proud of that. Let's stop hiding it.
I am. I rate my meals on a basis of four. Yeah. One means I'm eating it. Two means me and my wife are eating it. Three means me, my wife, and my daughter are eating it. And a four is the whole family's eating it. I guess I could get a five if I include the cat, too.
I know exactly what you mean, except I have a puggle. The only difference is I have a puggle in there instead of a cat. And I've never gotten a four or a five.
Oh, well, my cat eats everything.
Yeah, cool. Dennis, a pleasure talking with you. And we have a little something for you for being so nice.
We do. Dennis will be sending you the best of the Badger State in an assortment of cheeses made without artificial growth hormones, animal enzymes, or genetically modified ingredients from Southwest Wisconsin's Cedar Grove Cheese.
Thanks, Dennis.
Wow.
Hang on. I'll make sure I get an address for you. Nice talking to you.
All right.
Dennis Price from our Town of the Week, Arlington, Virginia. Okay. Why don't you take this part over here now? Where you go get the dart out of the wall there where it's stuck in, and then you take this microphone, and then you want to take the dart with you? Or are you afraid of walking with it?
I'm afraid of there's
stairs. Afraid of walking with it? Yes, okay.
Yeah. Does anybody want to throw the dart for the next town of the week? I think one of you probably should throw the dart. Good. What do you think? Yes? Oh, yes, come then. And what's your name?
Ryan.
Where are you from?
Mount Horeb.
All right, thanks for coming in. Do you have a dart?
That was a good interview. I like
that. Thank you. What are you doing
today? His name and where he was from.
I'm just hanging out because it's the weekend.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. We'll take a slow walk.
Ask him what he'd like to be doing today.
What would you rather be doing than being here?
Not much.
Oh, that's the right answer.
You're in the right place then.
Well played.
How you doing? Good. Have you ever thrown a dart before?
Maybe once or twice.
Or throw the microphone at the map. I don't really care.
Okay, there you go.
Oh,
so close.
Whip it in.
Okay,
there.
One more. Try again. There you go.
No, wait. This.
Oh,
you go.
My God. God.
You got a letter.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah. Yo-yo. Here, a coffee mug in case you ever drink coffee in your life. Okay? That cool? All right. What? You don't like it? Exchange it. What am I telling you? You can re-gift it. You don't want the mug? Okay. Take the yo-yo. No, I don't mean look through there and exchange it now. I mean, just take a yo-yo and be happy with that.
Kids, FYI.
Kids nowadays. Thank you for doing that.
You hit a place called Kermit, Texas.
Kermit, Texas.
Who knew?
Sounds good.
I guess we'll find out all about it.
Sounds good. Coming up, Kermit, Texas, our town of the week. Next time, little tune here. Now, this one has got a long history.
Oh, boy, does it ever.
Yeah.
Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra.
Oh, what is it?
Well, maybe you'll just recognize it.
Okay, then. Come on. When you're smiling.
When you're drinking.
Yeah, that's the way Dean did it, I guess. Pretty much then there. Nice tune. Nice tune. Very nice tune. Nice tune. Are you in prayer, sir? You seem like you're lost in... I've never seen anyone in deep thought at my show before. What were you thinking?
I was thinking that this is a fascinating experience. I've never been through a live production, and it's just fun to watch.
Yeah. It's what my mother would call it. It's a whole production. It's a whole production. You don't want to see that. It's a whole production.
It's called a Megillah.
Oh, it's a Megillah. Exactly right. Okay, I'm speaking to the right person here now. And your name is?
Nelson.
Nelson?
Braslow.
Just use the one, Nelson.
Okay.
What field are you in, Nelson?
I'm a doctor, and I'm doing health insurance.
You're doing health insurance and you're a doctor. You got to pick between the two, don't you? Because it's a conflict of interest.
Actually, that's an interesting point. We are doing public health as managed health care. I think so.
Okay, then you have my blessings, Nelson. I can see that's what you're thinking about something. That's a lot to think about. That's a lot to think about. What is your favorite tree? Is that Brian Atkinson? Brian, what up, man? Come over here, Brian. What's going on with you? Huh? Where'd you get this vest?
Amazon.
Amazon? You ordered that on purpose?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's Amazon's an amazing place. They give you lots of good stuff.
Yeah. What do they call something like this?
It is a Western style Filson vest.
What?
A Western style Filson vest.
That's a Filson. What is that?
Filson, it's a company that makes woolens.
Oh, it's okay, it's a Filson then. And you got a fob? Is this a I'm sorry, there's something on the end of that.
No, that's my watch.
Your watch is on it? May I? Do you mind? I never pulled on someone's fob before. Their chain. Oh, and it's got a beautiful watch on there. Oh, that's gorgeous. What is that watch?
It's also from Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah. What do they call that when they sell that?
I believe it's actually a steampunk watch.
Oh, steampunk. Yeah, very much so. Mm-hmm. Very steampunky. Very cool. That's cool. I'll put that. Yeah, I'm sorry. Put that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to search you or anything like that. Now in this pocket, well, that's your phone or something. Okay, that's not a big.
How are you? I'm doing well, quite well, thank you.
What are you doing these days?
I'm actually working in Illinois. I work for a tree company.
Oh, that's why you asked about a tree.
Hence the question, yeah. So, yeah.
What do you do for the tree company?
We do vegetation management for a utility out in Chicagoland, actually.
So you cut them down, basically.
We tell which other tree care provider which trees to cut down, yeah.
Well, that's good to know which ones.
Yeah.
Because the lines coming through and that sort of thing.
Precisely, yeah.
Do you have to go out there and actually do it?
We don't. We just have to, measure things and make sure everything gets done.
Yeah. See, that's the job to have. You don't want to go out there and cut those things. That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of walking.
It's a lot of walking and cutting, a lot of cutting.
Precisely.
Is that what you were trained for?
Yes.
Really? Where did they train you for that job?
Most of it's on the job.
On the job.
Right.
What did you go to school for?
I went to a small...
What did you go to school for is what I'm saying. Why did you go to school? You got a good job. You didn't need to do that.
I went to school for forest management in a small technical school down in southern Ohio.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So,
yeah. What school was that?
Hocking Tech.
Okay, excellent. All right, and what brings you here? Why are you in? What are you doing here in Madison?
Right now, I'm visiting my brother and his girlfriend. They moved up to the Madison area, and it's a lot more fun up here than it is in Chicagoland.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
Great to have you. We can give you refugee status.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You're a political prisoner of Illinois.
Yeah, most people are.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming. Sorry for giving you the once over here. I like it. It's a good look for you. Oh, come on. Really? So much more to do here, and I can't. Patty Adolphs. What did you get me for Christmas? Patty, I'm sorry. A Jewish boy? Something a little different for Christmas?
Well, you didn't ask me what I wanted, and so I thought maybe you were going to surprise me.
Yes, it'll be a definite surprise. What I have in store for you is a definite surprise. So I look forward to that on Christmas Eve as I try and get down your chimney. All right, so you saw the What Do You Know quiz. We had an abbreviated one the first time. Let's see if we can do the whole thing right this time and get the whole thing in there. And this is your chance now. Come on, I know some of you came thinking, boy, if I could only play the What Do You Know quiz. You're thinking,
And now you're not thinking anything, and you're thinking, you're rethinking it, and you're, this is, okay, all right, come on, the brother. It's the brother. The brother is tentative about it. Are you sure you guys are brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't look that much alike.
A lot of people ask us that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are, definitely.
Maybe different parents?
No, same parents.
Same parents, both of them?
Seen the paperwork and everything.
Seen the paperwork and everything, okay. And you are?
Eric.
Eric.
Atkinson.
Eric Atkinson, so, and he's the other Atkinson. Mm-hmm. Are you the younger or the older?
Older, actually.
You're the older.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people ask me that, too.
They ask you that, too. What else do a lot of people ask you? They must see a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things, actually. I work for the government, so people sort of ask me things as my profession.
Okay. Let's not get there. Give me one reason you should play this, Eric.
Apparently no one else wants to.
No one else wants to. Come on up here. Have a seat there. Eric, make yourself at home. That water, I think, is still good. Water. That's, we make our own water here. And, okay. Eric, then, huh? Eric?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, another Eric. Got a lot of Erics here.
Yeah, pretty common.
Very, it's getting increasingly common, I find, in doing the show. All right, so you know how this works. Someone plays along with you, and what do you do for the government?
I work at the job center, help people find jobs.
Oh, excellent. Okay, that's good. Good function. And then they call and...
That's right. They people at home call 1-800-942-5669, and they have to have the correct answer to your qualifying question.
Oh, here it is. This is a good one. Amazon is pushing the envelope with the newest Amazon Prime. It's called Amazon Prime Elements, a new product offered by Amazon Prime Elements. And I want to know, what the heck are these elements? This thing, it just made the news, and it's a bit unusual. It's a stretch, let's say, for Amazon. Let's go to Tom. He's getting near Kansas City, Mo. Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Getting pretty close to Kansas City.
Yes.
Okay. Can you see it from there?
Not quite.
Okay.
We're about 10 miles south right now.
Okay. Keep looking. Are you driving?
Not right now. I pulled off to be able to talk to you.
Okay. Amazon Prime. You know, Amazon Prime, this whatever it is, they have Amazon Prime. Everything's on it. They got a new product now, actually. Amazon Prime Elements. What are the elements? What is this product?
What is the newest product for...
Yes.
The newest element for...
The nudist element. Yeah, the Amazon Prime Elements, it's called. New product for Amazon Prime for your friends at Amazon.
Amazon Prime Elements.
Elements, and it's not their usual product at all.
Not their usual product.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Lord, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. No idea, huh?
I just know free shipping now.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, that's not it, Tom.
Okay.
Better get back on the road.
Thanks.
Kansas City's not getting any closer.
Thanks
for trying, though. Bye. Tom's in Red House, Virginia. Tom.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Michael.
Are you underwater, Tom? That works pretty good underwater.
No.
Yeah. Or you're in space, probably, in that Orion capsule.
No, they didn't let me on.
Yeah. Good phone. Radio Shack has got some good stuff. Yeah. Tom, Amazon
Prime Elements.
Prime Elements. Know what that is?
Is it for sale, or is it something that they use at their warehouse?
No, it's for sale, Tom. You can get this if you need them. I doubt you do.
Prime Elements. I don't know. Is it underwear or something like that? Stretch underwear?
Oh, boy, I wish I could give that to you.
Long johns?
No, I'm sorry. Sorry. Bye. Okay, sorry. Before we go through all his underwear drawer there, whatever's in there. Bruno is in Memphis. Bruno, you know, don't you?
Actually, I have no earthly idea.
No earthly idea. Do you have an unearthly idea what this could be?
Well, the funny thing is the radio station here in Memphis had a completely different guest or different... person at different
I know. I mean to speak to them about that.
Yeah, but, it was very odd. They asked a completely different question. What was it?
Yeah.
Back at Stoppersy or something like that.
Yeah, I have no idea. No, this is a different question entirely. Amazon Prime okay. Elements. You know what the elements are? What this product is?
Well, let me just take a wild guess. I don't have any idea. Would yeah. it be pharmaceutical?
No.
I mean, would it be something to eat?
Sorry, Bruno. Nice talking to you, though. Bye. And Lynn's in Holland, Michigan. Lynn, you know what it is, don't you?
I do.
What is it, Lynn?
It is underwear for babies or diapers.
Diapers.
And
elements are diapers. Prime Lynn. Diapers. Holy cow. They're really pushing the envelope on this one. Very good there, Lynn. And how are you? Pretty good?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Yeah.
The sun's shining.
Yeah. Oh, it is. And it's shining there in Holland. We haven't had sun in about 2 weeks, I think. What does it look like? An orb? It's kind of like a glowing orb thing?
It's a strange thing happening here.
Yeah. Okay.
Doesn't happen very often here either.
Lynn, Eric, Lynn.
Hello, Lynn.
Your partners. Let's get to this. Yes.
Let's do it.
What categories do we have?
Current Sarah? Events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
All right. Lynn, you pick the first one. What would you like?
I would like odds and ends.
Odds and ends are always a good place to start. Big life decisions are made in ages that end in a certain number, they've discovered. You know, big life decisions made, your age ends in a certain number. Is that number 9, 0, or 1? For example, like 19, 29, or 20, or 30, or 1.
I think it's 0.
0, okay. We'll go with 0.
0? No, I'm sorry. It's 9. So that would be...
That's one wrong.
Okay, don't worry about it. We'll get back. We got to hurry.
All right.
Yeah, okay, so the categories remaining are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school or science.
Yeah. Okay, Eric?
Things you should have learned in school.
Should have learned this in school. Okay. The Orion Mars spaceship made it 3,600 miles into space, making it only 34 million, 47 million, or give or take 100 million miles short of Mars.
Give or take 100?
Or 34 million or 47 million?
Any idea, Lynn?
How far are we from Mars is the question.
I'm thinking 37.
You're thinking 34?
34 million,
I'm leaning a bit more towards 47.
You're thinking 47? She's thinking more 34.
Apparently they think 34.
This is at its closest. Maybe you're confused with that. 34, Lynn?
No, I'm confused.
You don't think so, Eric?
I say 47.
Do you want to win or don't you?
I'd say 34.
She's pretty certain.
34.
I know you work for the government, big deal and everything. You got all the answers. 34? Yes, 34. Yeah, okay. All right. Abby.
It's one right and one wrong. The category is
wrong. They win.
You've won the Avenging Narwhal, the Arctic whale that has devoted her life to ending the penguin scourge. Made out of hard vinyl with a single detachable tusk and super cute impaled penguin from Archie McPhee. Lynn, you'll learn how Nicholas, 4th century Bishop of Myra, became Sinterklaas and later Santa Claus on this, his true saint's day. In Glad You Asked, intriguing names, facts, and ideas for the curious minded by Michael Feldman from the editors of Encyclopedia Britannica and Triumph Books. And both of you can make any meal extra special with a jar of house marinara sauce from Carmella's. That's an Italian bistro in Appleton, Wisconsin. And go from a buckaroo holiday to a quiet city on the CD, What Do You Know About Copeland, with liner notes from The Common Man by Michael Feldman. From Nimbus Records, congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
All right. Congratulations. Eric, great job. Lynn, hang on for a second. Make sure you get that. Best to you out there.
It's never too early to get your, what do you know, holiday office party tickets. Join us on Saturday, December 20th. Sun-Times film critic Michael Phillips and polka legend Steve Meisner will headline the fun. Plus, Michael will be here, too. There'll also be plenty of food, nog, and what do you know cheer. For tickets, head over to notmuch.com. And speaking of the holidays, you can pick up the perfect holiday gift for your favorite what do you know fan at notmuch.com. Click on shop to get to the what do you know store and browse through Michael's books, games, apparel, and more.
It's all at
notmuch.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for coming. Thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you next week. Office party, 20th. Don't forget it.
guess you could applaud if you wanted to. Just, yeah, go ahead. Just a little smattering applause. Good, yeah. Oh. Okay, now stop. Now start up again, like something happened.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, that guy over there, is our producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Megan Hammes, Kelly Osborne, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Colbert.
Overreact. PRI, Public Radio International.